In September 1939, the German Reich and Soviet Union invaded Poland, launching the Second World War. The invasion led to staggering loss of life. Throughout the war, nearly 6 million Polish citizens, 3 million of them Jews, perished. In occupied Poland, the Germans introduced capital punishment for every form of assistance to the Jewish population. On August 1, 1943, the Germans began the liquidation of the ghettos in Będzin and Sosnowiec, transporting Jews to Auschwitz. The only survivors were those who hid in bunkers they prepared earlier. Among them were activists from Jewish youth organizations who undertook to find a safe haven on the so-called Aryan side and to organize a smuggling operation through Slovakia to Hungary and eventually to Palestine. The success of this action depended heavily on the active involvement of non-Jewish residents of the region. One of the people who acted as intermediaries in getting Jews out of the ghettos was Michałkowice resident Roman Kołodziej. He led the fugitives to designated hideouts prepared mainly in Upper Silesian cities. This activity cost him his life. On January 2, 1944, during one of such actions, he was shot dead by Germans. The largest hideout where the Będzin Jews were put was in the house of the Kobylec family in Michałkowice. At first, Mieczysław Kobylec, in secret from his relatives, hid a young Jewish girl, Kasia Szancer, in his house. When his parents found out about it, they decided to build a bunker under the kitchen floor. It was prepared with great care. Piotr Kobylec had some experience in this kind of work, since he was a miner. The masked entrance was under the bed. The ventilated room was equipped with an electric light, bunks for sleeping, and a signal system so that those in hiding knew that someone was entering the house. The bunker was designated for a dozen people, but sometimes held up to 30. In total, from fall 1943 to January 1944, some 70 Jews found shelter in the Kobylec house, including Kasia Szancer, Fela Katz, Shmuel Ron, and Heike Klinger, who were involved with the Jewish resistance movement. The food was provided by the Kobylec family's youngest sons, Alois and Viktor. Kobylec's daughter, Klara Banasik, also participated in the aid efforts by donating her apartment in Dąbrówka Mała to the escapees. Mieczysław Kobylec, who at the time was working as a musician in one of the restaurants in Wilkowice Bystra, also undertook to act as an intermediary in the transfer of those in hiding to Slovakia. Using forged documents, he rented rooms from Highlanders and brought in Jews who were hiding in the bunkers. He organized the first group of five in September 1943. The action was successful, hence it was decided that it would be repeated. In total, about 15 crossings were made by January 1944. The guides would pick up the charges in Katowice, Bielsko, Żywiec or Jeleśnia and would take them across the border to Pilsko. The last action was carried out on January 10, 1944. While switching trains from Żywiec to Jeleśnia, all were stopped by the Gestapo, probably as a result of a denunciation. The guides were arrested and released after a few days, while Mieczysław Kobylec was transported to Auschwitz. On the same day, the Germans also arrested other members of the Kobylec family. The event was described by Karolina Kobylec as follows. It was on a Friday, 2 days after the last transport left. I looked out the window and saw that the house was surrounded. Gestapo officers burst in. I was petrified. I couldn't speak. I was so scared. I was alone at home. My husband and my two youngest were at work at the mine. They immediately started a search. Oh, the things were dead. They tore up floors, broke furniture, destroyed everything. They beat me terribly, yelling for me to tell them where I hid the other Jews. They threatened that they had arrested all my sons already, and they even killed my husband. Viktor and Alojzy Kobylets were arrested by the Gestapo at the mine on the same day. Piotr Kobylets was also detained. They were all taken to Gestapo offices in Katowice. After a few days, Piotr Kobylets was taken to Auschwitz. Mieczysław Kobylets was transferred from Auschwitz to Gross Rosen concentration camp, from where he was liberated on May 5, 1945. Thanks to the efforts of the Jews rescued by the Kobylets family, in 1964, Piotr, Karolina and Mieczysław were awarded the Righteous Among the Nations medals, while Klara and Viktor received their awards in 1992. Historians estimate that during the Second World War, Poles rescued tens of thousands of their fellow citizens of Jewish origin. The German occupiers killed about 1,000 Polish rescuers. Thank you.